Welcome back to Two Dudes, Three Legs. Today, we're going to talk about a very cool story from a guy named The Hardest Geezer on Instagram. His real name is Russ Cook, but if you haven't seen this guy, he just ran the entire length of Africa.
This year, I will start my hardest challenge yet. I will run 360 marathons in 240 days to become the first person ever to run the entire length of Africa.
So whether you're starting a business, whether you're trying to make a sports career, whatever it is, it all starts believing in yourself. And until you have that, you can't do anything.
Step directly into the storm and fight everything you can. You need to be a warrior.
And if you don't know how big Africa is, Africa's pretty big.
How big?
Wait, from top to bottom, north to south?
Top to bottom. If you go on his Instagram, click on this, Bryce. Click on his actual Instagram.
Oh my God, look at this guy.
Click on his actual Instagram and then scroll down a little bit. Scroll down right there. Click on that one with the Africa, That's what he just ran.
Wait a second. That's much more than just running the length of Africa. My boy did the whole bottom of the dick
instead
and balls
of going
outline.
Straight through, he went all the border of Africa.
Bro, what? How many miles is that?
It's, I think, 13,000 miles, I think, from what I have here. Let's see.
Also,
he covered more than 9,940 miles, which equates to 386 marathons and around 19.1 million steps.
And what amount of time?
He did it in 352 days.
So less than a year, just shy of a year.
352 days.
This guy ran from one side of Africa to the other. For what?
He did this all for a fundraiser. I'm Russ Cook, and I'm taking on my hardest challenge yet, running the entire length of Africa from south to north. That's over 360 marathons. It's never been done before. He was raising money for two charities. Number one, the charity is The Running Charity, a charity which harnesses the power of running to help people experiencing homelessness or managing complex needs. The second charity is called Sandblast, a charity providing educational events about Sahrawi people and culture through the arts in the UK and creative skills development projects in the Sahrawi refugee camps to promote talent, knowledge, self-reliance, and support links. So he raised just shy of $1 million.
That's it? Yo, he basically ran a marathon a day.
Yeah.
For 350 days of the year.
That's wild.
For 352 days straight.
Day 343, 75 kilometers. Day 344, 75 kilometers. Day 75, 75, 75. Day 348, 85 kilometers.
Here's the craziest thing, though, guys. You know how hot Africa is?
Yeah.
Do you know how hot Africa is?
I think Northern Africa is a problem, but once you go southern far enough, it's not as... I don't think it's as hot
bullshit.
As you think it is.
It's Africa.
Yeah, but go look, Southern Africa, I think, is not crazy.
If you read the story, he almost got robbed at gun, or he did get robbed at gunpoint.
What did they take? His fucking t-shirt?
I don't know.
What's he running with?
He apparently got robbed at gunpoint.
It looks like they robbed him of his pigment.
He's an endurance athlete.
He's fucking white
as
a ghost.
He's from West Sussex. Broke out his own personal finish line in Tanzania. Let's see what else I got.
16 countries he ran through.
16 countries.
Zach, you've ran what? How many?
Two marathons. I've ran two marathons.
Imagine doing 2 days in a row. When you did your marathon the next day, what did you do?
I laid in bed until like 12 o'clock, and then we did basically nothing all day but lounge around, and we went to grab like lunch.
Out.
Yeah.
Imagine not chilling and running another one.
Yeah.
And then getting up the next day and running and another one. This guy's the Energizer Bunny. Yo, when you told me there's a guy who ran from one side of Africa to another, I wasn't expecting a ginger dude.
On day 337 of Project Africa, little over a fortnight before his completion date, Cook was running through a sandstorm with swimming goggles on to keep the swirling grit out of his eyes. While most people wouldn't ever consider being in such conditions, let alone running in them, Cook cracked on his unusual, determined fashion. Sorry, his usual, not unusual.
Yeah, did you see that?
Instagram comments.
Due to his very light skin color, he used approximately 14 gallons of SPF 30. That's incredible.
Now, listen, if he raised $1 million and we raised $40,000 for amputees in need, What do you think? What do you think, Tony? You're gonna gear up to run across the country? Raise $1 million for amputees in
I might do something a little easier, more effective. Like hop out naked at the Super Bowl on a blade leg.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
With donate and then my at me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's, you know, like 2 minutes of running. I don't have the cardio to do Africa, but I could do maybe end zone to the 10-yard line.
Do you
ass naked?
But you know why he did it, right? If why it feels good to give.
Yeah, of course, bro. There's nothing better in this world than to give. And what's cool is that he did it with, you can do it with nothing, right? He didn't take his $1 billion company and do this whole large branding deal. And no, he put on a backpack and a running shirt. He brought his swimming goggles for the sandstorm and he ran from one side of Africa to the other, knowing it would gain him notoriety, right? Smart.
See, I just think that this should be talked about more. Like, how come he's only got 137,000 followers on Instagram?
All this shit, how long ago was this?
This, he just completed it, like, 5 days ago. Yeah, well, that's why. Just
watch.
He's been running for a year.
Yeah.
It's been known for a year that this was what he was doing. But, like, he's got 1.2 million. Holy shit. Way more than that.
Blowing up, kid.
Yeah, he is blowing up. But,
I think this is a great, like, point that you can either work really hard or you can work smart. If you have no resources, you're going to have to work really, really hard to gain notoriety. But if you have a bunch of resources, I mean, the amount of money he raised, a large, large corporation could do that in 2 weeks. Just knowing what do the you right
think,
contacts.
What do you think you learn about yourself when you run for 350 days straight? He's running for on average 4 or 5 hours a day with nothing. Just in the middle. Just if you look at the video, there's videos of him in the middle of a desert.
I'd like to running for days. I'd like to know what his thoughts were. Like, did you really think you were going to complete this? What made you think that you could run a marathon a day for a year? The only person who's done anything like this is the Iron Cowboy.
Yeah, Iron Cowboy, which we'll talk about his story too. I wanted to review on his stuff, but
we should try to get him on. Hardest Geezer, come on through.
Facts.
Run up here to Hudson Valley. We'll give you cold water and a nice chair. You can even stay in our Airbnb.
And you can help us donate blade legs. Hardest Geezer,
if you see this, we will pay for your flight to come out here to come to our podcast. We would love to have you on. We can relate to all of this because, well, I'm nowhere near you. I've ran 2 marathons and a couple Spartan races, but we've donated a lot of money to charities for people to get blade legs, running legs, which is people who are amputees. They have legs that allow them to run. And
I don't want to flex too hard, but I ran a 5K.
We got over $40,000 in donations. So again, nowhere near your feet, but what this kind of stuff, I just feel like this should be everywhere. There's so much talks. There's wars going on. There's fighting everywhere. There's all chaos in the world. This is the kind of shit that there just needs to be more promotion about, and just hard dudes like the Hardest Geezer. First of all, great name.
Yeah.
Great name.
Dope name.
But second of all, just people that do hard shit. Like, this is crazy that someone sets out and says, I'm going to go run the entire length of Africa. Just saying it out loud sounds like a joke.
It's crazy.
I feel like I've said that before as a joke. Like, yeah, bro, I'll run Africa tomorrow. Or like, that's just a wild thing to say. And then to do it is wild. And he didn't run the length of Africa. He actually ran Africa. Like, not, I'm going to go run 13,000 miles, which is the length of the country. No, I'm actually going to go run through the entire country. That is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And there are human beings that can do this. He doesn't look like that special of a dude. He don't look jacked. He ain't nobody special. The guy decided, I want to do something really fucking hard. And he did one of the most insanely physical feats ever in human history.
It's true. I mean, him, Iron Cowboy, and then the Hadza tribe who are just running 24/7 anyway. Yo, the human body is just way more capable than we think we all believe.
Mm-hmm.
There's people out here who do this all day anyway.
I ran one marathon. The first marathon I did not prepare for very well, and I was shot. I couldn't even walk the next day. The second one I prepared a lot better for. I ran the second marathon a lot easier and a lot better. But I prepared for months just to run it one time. So people, if you have never ran before, you do not understand how insane it is to do running back to back to back to back to back, because you don't give your body, your feet, your legs, nothing gets a rest. And so when you are consistently running nonstop, a marathon, you burn on average 3,000-4,000 calories in a marathon. So that means this guy's got to intake 6,000 calories while running every single day and living out of a truck. You know what I did after my marathon? I got to go lay in a nice bed.
Yeah,
I got to go have my vitamins, my food. I got to lay down, go to sleep. This guy is sleeping in the back of a fucking van every night.
Yeah, you took
and then waking
bath.
Up and running again.
You took a hot bath at that sick Airbnb we were at.
Correct. Yeah, I sat in the bath for like 3 hours because I was in so much pain. Do you understand how insane it is to do it again and again? Like, if you run 360 marathons over the course of your lifetime, you are in the top 1% of the world. To do it back to back to back to back to back and never, ever give your body a break, that is such a testament to how insane the human body is.
I do think that's pretty cool in the physicality.
When are you going to grow your leg back?
But I know. Dude, I wish I could. Lately, I've been missing it. But again, I think the physicality of it is impressive, but what is much cooler to me is the fact that this guy chose to do it for a greater purpose, to help other people. Do you know how different this world would be if everyone was required to do one act of service for other people in their lifetime? How, you know how many people just don't do shit for anyone but themselves?
True.
You know how fulfilled this guy is going to be for the rest of his life, because his greatest story is that he ran the length of Africa to help other people in need who probably never even asked him for anything. And now he gets to live with that. And he's probably going to inspire a lot of other people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we did our donating, we shared this story, and I hope that it would, you know, get other people to either join our cause or at least get them to act in the way that we did and help other people. It's very fulfilling.
You could get this guy, get him on Rogan. He'll triple the donation amount in 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 100%.
The first million is the hardest to make.
Correct.
This is a prime example of that.
Yep.
Like, now, if he wants to go donate, any foundation he backs is going to pop off.
Like, gotta do the work first. It's amazing because if you have the story, like whatever the story is, if you have a story, you can get money anywhere. Right, I'm realizing that more and more, and I've heard people say it before. I'm always like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Right, like they say, like the lending is the easy part of the deal, right? Like a private money real estate deal. Like the hard part is like finding the good deal. So like,
correct.
For this, it's like finding the good story. Like if you have a story, if I had the story, I would get it to who I needed to get it to. Like, what's your pitch?
Yep.
It's a pitch. It's a story.
Are you trying to say though that most people are trying to do shit without a story, or
I'm just saying I think it's interesting. Like if you have a story, if we had a story, which honestly I think we do, but if we had like a story that was like everyone was stopping and paying attention to the story, I could literally get it to Mark Cuban. Like whatever it was, you know.
Yeah, but how many people have the story?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, but if you have a story, you can sell it.
Well, of course, yeah.
Or anything, yeah. You know? But I'm saying that's how powerful story is.
Right.
The story is everything. People like, love the story.
Something bad goes wrong for somebody in a family in a local community. Boom, they raise 50 grand tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Money, story just is that powerful.
And as a poll. Yeah, people are and also people are very, very, very susceptible to like sad stories like that. When someone loses a brother or their son or a tragic accident, like, people understand that emotion. People understand that pain very easily. It doesn't even need to be explained, you know? But to my point of this guy, Hardest Geezer, if you want to come on our podcast, we'd love to have you on. But I just wish there was more things like this happening in the world and more things being talked about like this. You know, like we were talking about it before on the last podcast we just did, Diddy is literally all over the place, and that's all anyone could ever talk about. And all the problems in the world, they talk about how bad the war is about to start and all this negative shit. But when
that's
you look around,
is terrible,
bro, when you look around, 99% of people in America, when you go on your day-to-day normal life and you're walking around,
it ain't that bad.
There's nothing fucking going on. There's nothing fucking going on hard in your life. But all we can talk about is all the negative things that go on in our life. How America's bad and the tax and the corruption of the government and this guy and Joe Biden sucks and Donald Trump is a fucking racist and this guy and this these people are getting bombed up. Whatever. Your life is pretty damn good. And if you think about the entirety of the world from the dawn of civilization till now, we are in the best life ever. We have water all the time. We have shelter all the time. We have food all the time. Mm. We have access to whatever we want. Wi-Fi, it doesn't matter.
Coconut water.
If you go back what in else? Time, if what you else? Were born 200 years ago, you fucking couldn't
blade
even
legs.
You couldn't even bathe yourself.
What else?
You died from a common cold.
Hold on, what else?
You died from a common cold if you were born 200
Ford
years ago.
Pickups.
What else?
Tight fitting t-shirts.
What else? Big booty bitches.
Big booty, my wife.
I'm just saying it ain't that fucking bad. Everyone can focus on the negative things, but there's a lot of good
You're
shit.
You're definitely happen. Right. And I let that shit get
there's
to me.
There's a lot of
lot
good
too.
Shit.
Happen. I'm always online looking at shit and I'm like, the fucking government's killing everybody. And I believe in all the conspiracies that are all true.
Think like, what was it? Well, let's talk about damn what was the inconvenience you had yesterday? What was something in your life that was an inconvenience that's happened to you in the last week?
No, I don't.
What's something bad?
I don't have inconvenience.
No, tell me. There's got to be something. What was the inconvenience or something bad that happened in your life in the last week?
Nothing. I don't get. I
There's
don't
not nothing. Did a sales rep call you with a problem? Did you have an issue with the customer?
Nothing. Gianna gets sick every other week because she's a baby, but that's it. It's like, I got medicine. We're good.